This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director with Sarah Carruthers of the Helpline in Sioux Falls. First of all, you've got a couple things in the frying pan coming up.
We do. It's a pretty exciting time at the Helpline Center here in Sioux Falls. One of the things that we have coming up that the community may want to know about are military family forums, our military and family support family forums. And those are opportunities for people who have loved ones in the military, any branch of service, guard, reserve, anything. Or if they're the family or loved one of a veteran, to come down and to find out information about ways that our community can support them, whether that's through financial assistance, whether it's helping them if they're undergoing some stress and need some counseling, whether they're looking for opportunities that are only open to military families. We have that information at the Helpline Center, and we have a military and family support program. And so what we want to do is have these evenings where the families can come in and get that information, but also talk with one another about the challenges of military life. We'll have childcare, we'll have food, and it's really open to anybody. And that will be on September 18th from 6 to 8 at the downtown library.
Planting something that can last for a long time is kind of a good volunteer ethic, too.
Yes, we have another big event coming up in October 26th for Make a Difference Day. We're doing Tree the Town in partnership with a number of different partners around town. And what we're going to do is we're going to plant 500 trees that were lost in the April ice storm. We're also going to have a big volunteer fair and a lot of hands-on family-friendly projects at the Washington Pavilion that day from 9 to 1 on October 26th. What we really want to tell the community right now is that if you're a senior, if you're disabled or low income, and you would like trees planted at your home on October 26th, it's time to dial 211 and get registered for 1, 2, or 3 trees to be put in your yard by volunteers. There's no cost. You just have to dial 211 and register for the trees by the last day of this month.
How many trees are you preparing for?
We will plant somewhere between 500 and 1,000. We're leaving it a little bit open at this time, kind of gauging what the need is. I know that we'll probably do at least 500, and that's why we're really encouraging people to go ahead and dial 211 and get on the list before the trees are gone.
Where do you get all these trees?
Our wonderful partners, Kello and the Argus, are helping work with local nurseries along with the Sioux Empire United Way, and they are working with us to get the trees so that we can plant them in the yards of our local seniors.
How big are the trees going to be?
Well, I don't know exactly for sure yet. My guess is they'll be more than an inch in diameter and probably 3 to 4 feet tall. We don't have the actual trees chosen yet. We're still working with the nurseries to determine the best trees, and then we'll work with the homeowners to plant the ones that are right for their yard.
Any suggestions on what kind of trees they might be?
Oh, I know that there's one person out there who's really excited for a red maple, so I would guarantee there would be at least one red maple in the bunch. Otherwise, we're leaving that open.
So it'd be a variety of
yes.
a number of trees.
Mm-hmm.
Diversity is good because when we have the elm disease, all the elm trees
right.
disappeared and we didn't have too many left.
Right.
So, yeah, you don't want to plant all the same kind of thing. Now, how do you be eligible to, you say, if you're disabled or elderly or whichever,
sure.
what's the process to sign up for that?
Oh, it's so simple. All you have to do is dial 211 and one of our call specialists will walk you through the intake. You just have to tell them your name and your address. You have to tell them where you would like the trees planted and how many you would like. And then we will mail you out a form that you'll need to sign saying that we're okay to come on your property and plant those trees October 26th. And you also have to be home on October 26th between 9 and 1 to meet the volunteers and make sure the tree gets planted in the right spot. That's it. We'll even take care of calling 811 and having your yard marked for you. It's a very simple process. Just dial 211.
How long would it take to plant the tree? I guess they are delivered, or do you have to pick them up, or do you have to have your own shovel, or what
sure.
do you need to do?
Anyone who wants to volunteer needs to pre-register at helplinecenter.org so we know how many volunteers we have coming and can match that up with the number of trees we plan to plant. But once you register at helplinecenter.org, then on the 26th of October, you'll come to the pavilion between 9 and 1 to pick up your tree or trees, depending on how many you want to plant. I don't know. I would guess a half hour, 40 minutes per tree. Really, all you'll need to bring is a shovel and willing hands to help.
Do you need vehicles?
Yeah, if people have pickup trucks and are willing to haul trees, we'd be happy to visit with them.
We could say it's almost Halloween. This could be a tweet.
Sure. Yeah, it could definitely be. It'll be a treat for a lot of people in our community who are very much looking forward to having these trees replanted. It is important to note that you don't have to have lost a tree to get a tree. If you are someone who is a senior, disabled, or low income and wants a tree, all you have to be is a homeowner. You don't have to have lost a tree.
If they're, again, elderly or disabled, the tree needs a little bit of loving care,
mm-hmm.
like watering and...
Mm-hmm.
and things like that. Is there any follow-up on it?
Sure, it's very possible. If there's someone who feels that they can't take care of the tree, we'll work to connect them with a volunteer service that may be able to provide that.
Make a difference. You also do some raking, I think, this time of the year, a little bit too.
With Active Generations, yes, they have Rake the Town coming up in the end of October. And that information is also available at helplinecenter.org. And we're happy to connect volunteers with Rake the Town. So you can rake, you can plant trees, you can do all kinds of things in October that are great for our community.
We should rename Sioux Falls Arbor Falls, I guess, for that day.
It'll be a lot of trees, yes.
But like I say, they'll all be growing, well, different types of trees, but, you know, 10, 15 years from now, you'll be able to see the difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that was one of the things that made us really want to do this. You know, we talked to homeowners who had trees that they planted for loved ones in memory of loved ones, and they lost those trees in the storm. We have some people who had trees planted when they were little children, and they grew up with those trees, you know, 80 years later, seeing that tree removed was heartbreaking for them. So to be able to put those trees back in, I think it's going to be an incredibly special day for both the volunteers and the people who are getting the trees.
So you can make it kind of a memorial type of thing.
Sure. If you wanted to have your tree planted in honor of someone, I'm sure the volunteers would be happy to work with you on doing that, getting that in your yard and getting a nice, good start.
Well, you're also good at organizing teams. If a bowling team wants to plant some trees, or a volunteer group from a bank or something like that wants to, they all wear the same color t-shirts and all that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely. Anybody can come out and plant with us that day. It's a kid-friendly day. So families can come out, churches can come out, school groups can come out, bowling teams can come out, book clubs can come out, civic groups, businesses, anybody who wants to come out and plant a tree that day. All you have to do is register at helplinecenter.org or dial 211, and we'll get you registered to plant.
And volunteering, you know, what you give is more important than what you get. And volunteering makes you, I don't know, it's something chemically, it makes you feel good.
Absolutely. There are all kinds of studies that point to the health benefits of volunteering. And I think that this will be a day that really proves that the volunteers get more than they give when they see how excited people are to have them pull up and plant those trees and really make a yard look beautiful again.
And to bring the children, because they learn by example from your parents and that, to be a volunteer, and there's many things on helpline.com besides these particular events. Mm-hmm. There's things all year long that you can be a volunteer for.
Absolutely. And that's a really good point. On October 26th for Tree the Town, it's part of a big Make a Difference Day fair. And the projects that will be inside the pavilion that day are all family friendly. Kids can do them. And there'll be over 30 booths for nonprofit agencies that have information about volunteering. And a lot of those projects will accept children and families to come and volunteer as well.
I know that the Veterans Hospital had some volunteers that had been volunteering for 30 years.
Wow.
And they're losing that World War II generation a little bit. But those people loved working out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really, it was their family.
Absolutely.
In many ways. And if you're wanting to get into a certain business, being a volunteer at a bank or something, maybe you want to be a bank teller or whatever, being a volunteer sometimes is a good door to get to know people to get into that particular job career.
Oh, absolutely. You can learn a lot of skills through volunteerism. You can learn financial skills. You can learn marketing skills. You can learn photography skills, event planning skills. There are just so many things you can learn when you choose to volunteer. I think the other thing is people who are maybe new to our community or people who don't have a lot of connections in our community, volunteerism is a great way to meet people. If you're volunteering at the pavilion or at Sanford or at the banquet, if you're volunteering at my fishing pond or teddy bear den, you're going to meet wonderful other volunteers in our community. And it's really an enriching experience.
Is there more women that volunteer than men, usually?
Statistically, yes. Women do volunteer more often than men. However, in South Dakota, you know, we have the fifth highest rate of volunteerism in the nation. But that leaves a good percentage of our people that are still not volunteering. And I really see that as an opportunity. Those are people that we can go out and say, hey, can you come and join us? Can you help make a difference? Can you make your community a better place? And when they're asked, people in South Dakota generally say yes.
What I was getting to is that it's a good time for men to maybe meet some women.
Well, I suppose that's always an option too. I've heard more than one story that has ended in a marriage from volunteering. Absolutely.
Well, tell us about the helpline again. How many calls do you get on that helpline in a month or a year?
Sure. 211 is the number that people can contact us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, free and confidential for nonprofit, social service, and government information. We take about 50,000 calls a year, and those people are looking for information when they need simple answers or when they need serious help. It might be that they want to donate their couch or get their birth certificate or know where to take their leaves this fall as they're raking, but it might be something way more serious. Helpline Center is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, free and confidential. It's as simple as dialing 211 for nonprofit, social service, and government agencies. We take about 50,000 calls a year, and people will call for any number of reasons. They might call because they want to donate their couch, or they don't know where to take their leaves to the leaf drop-off site. But it might be something way more serious. Maybe they're being evicted. Maybe they're in a domestic abuse situation, or they're not able to feed their kids. Those are all reasons why people would call 211 and look for help. We also offer child care information. If you're seeking ways or options for child care in our community, we can give you that information. And we also do suicide intervention and prevention work. 1-800-273-TALK is a number that people can call if they are having thoughts of suicide or if they're concerned about someone they know. They can also call that number if they've lost someone to suicide and need services that are supportive, such as our group, support group that we have. We have classes for people who are survivors of suicide loss, and we also have an annual walk for survivors. So it's a wide array of services we provide in addition to the volunteer part of it. It's as simple as dialing 211.
Sioux Falls has a support group for just about anything you need, but it's not in the phone book, and they're usually, you know, not even on the internet as to what is the phone number to call a contact person for. And that's where 211, the helpline center, you can, you know, if I wanted to know, is there a Lions Club in Sioux Falls? Yeah, there's four. Well, when and where do they meet and who do I call to get more information? You would have that information.
211 is the connection point to all types of services in our community, whether you want to give help or you want to get help. It's as simple as dialing 211, and we can connect you with any nonprofit, social service, or government agency.
Well, getting back to the fact that even you, as a helpline, need volunteers too.
Sure, we're always looking for people. Right now, we have a couple of neat opportunities with us, making cards for survivors of suicide and digitizing photos for families who have lost a loved one. So those are just two examples. We're also gearing up for SALSA, a SALSA school year, Serve and Learn Student Association. That is our teen volunteer program. It is just getting underway as school starts. We have over 1,600 youth who volunteer every year with SALSA, and we welcome more teens anytime.
The volunteers that you have answer the phone, you're 24 hours, you know, 24/7. Those are mainly volunteers, but specially trained.
They are actually staff members. They are people who have a social service background and are specifically trained to work with people who may be in crisis or who may be struggling. You know, it's very important that the people that answer those phone calls are there 24 hours a day, and our staff is able to provide that service.
Are you hiring for anything?
Well, you know what? There's always room for great staff, and that's as simple as visiting helplinecenter.org to see if there are any openings.
It's all on helpline.org, or you can call 211, and it's only an arm's length away. Well, nowadays, it's right by your ear.
It's very simple.
And you can check it out. Now, if you were to add up the alumni, it'd be quite a few that volunteered in the last year even.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, just with SALSA alone, there were over 1,600 students who donated thousands and thousands of hours to service in our community. It's amazing how many people we have that volunteer in Sioux Falls every year, and at so many different organizations. And that's really what I love about the Helpline's online volunteer database. There are over 380 ways to volunteer at about 120 different nonprofits, most of which a lot of people in the community have never heard of. And they're surprised when they go on there and they find all these interesting, exciting ways to volunteer that they never knew existed.
What is it? Taking a vacation is one thing, but there's a term or word for it, is do something that you've never done before.
Oh, sure.
Totally different than what you do ordinarily is sometimes more relaxing than a vacation would be.
Volunteering is incredibly fun and relaxing and rewarding. I would absolutely encourage people. I know I've vacationed and volunteered on vacation time because it's fun. It's such an enriching experience. And I think a lot of people do that. Certainly, there are opportunities to go all over the world and volunteer when you're on vacation. But there's also hundreds of ways right here in Sioux Falls where you could volunteer if you took some vacation time and lots of organizations that need your help.
Well, let's go back to the September date. The military families help. Now, Sioux Falls, believe it or not, I think we have more Navy than anything else. People want to get, they don't want to be in mud when they grew up around here. I guess they want to rather see the ocean. But Air Force, Army, Marines, Coast Guard even, we have a lot of military families in Sioux Falls. How many do you know of just in what you participate in?
You know, I don't have an exact number. I know that we have a lot of military families in our community, a lot of Guard members and families, Reserve members and families, veteran families. They come in all different forms. And the important thing is that Sioux Falls gets together and supports those families, no matter what their need is. And the need might be really simple. They just need to, you know, get through a couple of tough days when someone is deployed, or it may be a more complex need than that. Maybe they're having trouble when someone comes back from deployment and they need to readjust as a family and need some assistance and counseling doing that. And it's just very important that our community offers them every type of resource that's out there. Government services, but beyond that, into social services, nonprofits, church groups that are willing to support these families. And that's why we're having this Family Forum event on September 18th from 6 to 8 at the downtown library. Those military families can come in a safe environment that's all about nonprofit social service agencies. They know the government agencies often, but sometimes they need help outside of what government can offer. And that's really what this is about. Where can they go in the community to get that those types of assistance that they need? And that's what we'll have at those family forums, in a very safe environment where they can also talk to other military families who have probably faced the same challenges they're facing.
Everybody speaks the same language here.
They do. Yep.
They understand. They do. You don't have to say it. They know it.
Absolutely. And if, you know, if it's a family in town, maybe that just moved here and they're feeling very alone, come and talk to the other military families. They'll know where their support systems are at in Sioux Falls, and we'll share that information. And the helpline will be there to share 211 information so they can get connected for any assistance they need.
And they can go to helpline.org right now.
Absolutely.
Or if they want to call 211 right now, too. Now, October, again, the plant a tree.
Mm-hmm.
This is something, you know, you spend a half hour doing something that lasts probably more than your lifetime.
Oh, absolutely. If you participate in Tree the Town on October 26th, you can count on doing something that will be here for your children's children to enjoy. Those trees are going to grow up, and they're going to be in Sioux Falls for a long time. And I think that's a neat legacy to leave. So we're really encouraging, again, volunteers who want to help, but it's more important because we're getting down to that deadline, that people who want trees dial 211 right away so we can get them signed up.
What's the deadline?
The end of this month, the end of August.
So people who want a tree
should call 211.
Call, and there'll be a lot of people having a lot of fun planting these trees.
Absolutely.
And just, you know, there's a lot of people who grew up in Sioux Falls that have never really dug into the dirt, you know.
Yeah.
And get their fingers, fingernails dirty a little bit. It's a good feeling.
Absolutely. And a little fun fact is that this last Friday and Saturday, we had over 200 volunteers get together with us for a Volunteer Sioux Falls project and make over 200 birdhouses. So when we go and plant a tree, a senior is going to get a birdhouse as well.
Two for one. It's a trick and treat.
You got it.
All right. Now, the deadline for the signing up to get a tree is the end of this month. The military family thing is
September 18th, and that you can just show up. There's no need to call ahead.
And that's where?
That's at the downtown library.
And the tree is October 20.
Tree the Town is October 26th, 9 to 1 at the Washington Pavilion. If you would like to plant a tree, you do need to call in advance at 211 or go to helplinecenter.org to register.
Put it on your calendar or in your smartphone now.
Yeah.
But Sarah Carruthers of the Helpline want to thank you for being with us on Forum.
Thank you.
Next on Forum, we're talking with Doug Callahan, who's president, I guess, or commander, or chapter president of the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 959. Now, you really have an office for that, don't you?
I have a office by title, but not an office by place to go with and hang my hat in the mornings. But we do have the DAV here in town that have allowed us over the last eight odd years to make that our home. So we have our meetings there and other events taking place with them.
Well, coming up next weekend, something you can bring the whole family to. In fact, you're going to have entertainment and all kinds of things, for games for kids and that. But the Vietnam veterans, first of all, it's a tribute to all veterans and their families, but you're going to have a special event coming up next Saturday, next Sunday, next weekend.
Yes, the event that we're having coming up is the tribute to all the veterans. Our local chapter is putting this on in recognition of the 40th anniversary of the United States military getting out of Vietnam. And we are part of the overall 50th anniversary program coming out of the Department of Defense. And we're kind of proud to put a program like this on, seeing how there's only 66 members in our chapter.
Well, are the members growing or hanging on?
We're growing a little bit, which I think is a good sign in one way, because a lot of veteran organizations, as you well know, are having difficulty maintaining their membership.
Well, they're passing on the World War II generation. A lot of Vietnam veterans kind of hung out by themselves for quite a while, and now they're actually coming together more. I think the thing in Pierre a couple of years ago really helped out.
Oh, yes, the dedication to our statue up there in the Capitol. That was one of the best weekends I think Vietnam vets have ever had in this whole country, let alone in our state.
Well, tell us what you're going to see at this W.H. Lyons Fairgrounds event. It's 10 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon next Saturday and Sunday, August 24th and 25th. You're going to see some very special equipment.
Yes, the local Army Guard is putting out, hopefully, the rocket launcher if it's ready, and then other support vehicles with that, and they'll have their tents and soldiers out there to explain what the equipment is. We'll have other equipments from Civil War reenactors will be there, which is kind of unusual. But then if you remember, our state didn't exist during the Civil War as a state per se. And then we have other equipments for the kids. They have the inflatables will be there and other stuff like that. And we'll have places in the expo building from the veterans organizations. The VA will be there for assistance, as well as the DAV. And we'll have rides of carts going around and that. So even if you're slightly disabled and that, we'll be coming off the parking lot with those carts to get you into the building and some of the other activities there.
I think the only war that South Dakota wasn't part of was the Revolutionary War. But the Civil War, we have Buffalo Soldiers cemetery tombstones in some of the cemeteries.
Yes, we do, and the Buffalo Soldiers were actually the African-American soldiers, but they didn't really come from here, and we didn't have a military unit that went into the war. We had a military unit that was out here during that time as a territory.
And many of those came back to be part of the settlement of Sioux Falls.
The Civil War veterans definitely settled Sioux Falls. As you know, you go into the different cemeteries and you're going to find the GAR, the Grand Army Republic, on many of those tombstones.
And there was a Fort Sioux Falls, I think, at one time.
Yeah, that's old Fort Soddy, which was right downtown, right around where the Holiday Inn is nowadays.
Where the Hollywood Theater used to be.
And the Hollywood Theater used to be for some of us old-timers.
Part of the River Greenway advantage, I guess we see now. Now, you're actually going to have a meal next Saturday at 5 o'clock for all. Tell us, is this going to be cooked in the cook tent?
Well, it's not an old field mess tent. It's going to be catered in. Okay. We'll have brats and things like that. So it'll be fresh food and not eating out of the K rations or C rations like some of us were used to in the military.
Well, I was at the hangar dance a couple days ago where they had the B-29 and B-24 Liberator and the B-51s, and they actually had a whole camp setup of that. I think the guy was making bread, in fact.
Yes, I seen that out there yesterday. Granddaughter and I went out to watch the airplanes and everything. You could get rides there and all, and I did see the old mess tent, and I seen the garbage can cleanup with the hot water and everything else to dip your mess kit in to clean stuff off after your meal.
Kind of the Beetle Bailey original. Now, you're going to have a drawing for this isn't the new motorcycle, this is a classic 1978 Kawasaki.
Now, and that motorcycle has been rebuilt by Barely Legal Bikes right here in Sioux Falls. He's donating it, and we're having a drawing on that. There's tickets available from the different members, and also out at the DAV, they have tickets on hand for that. They're only $10 for a very nice motorcycle that's really super looking in that.
It's a big engine. I had a friend when I was in Guam take me on a ride on a Kawasaki. You know, they were the fastest bike ever back at that time. And I swear that I was flying in the wind, couldn't hang on tight enough, you know. But that's going to be quite a bike. And the drawing for that, they can buy tickets, I think, at different locations now.
Yeah. Like I said, over in DAV, if they don't have a member of the chapter going around, and also out at Airborne, ABN, has the tickets there. And we'll be out there this coming Saturday with the Enlisted Association National get-together that they have in their national convention. We'll be selling them right there at ABN.
Now, you have entertainment on the front porch. Can you tell us who the musicians are?
No, I can't, unfortunately, but there's like six different bands through the whole weekend that'll be up on the front porch playing from at different times and all.
Probably some military musicians in there, too. Now, the local veteran units that are going to be out there, tell us which ones those are.
The VFW, the DAV, the American Legion, the Marine Corps League, the Legion Riders, the Paralyzed Veterans of America will be there. So we've got several of the local veteran organizations that will be out there at that time.
And for the kids, you have some games.
Yes, Roxanne of ABN is taking care of that. She'll have the inflatables there, and I think I heard something about they're going to have face paintings and all kinds of activities like that. So this is for the family with the veterans and that.
And the outside exhibits, you're going to have people dressed up in Civil War uniforms. I think we have a kind of a local reenactment group, don't we?
Yes, we've got that. The Civil War reenactors are going to be there in the right attire. And they get very fastidious with the amount that they go into making sure their uniforms are accurate.
Well, and the WW2 is going to be very well represented, even though this is a Vietnam veterans activity. You're going to have a Huey helicopter?
That I don't know. A lot of these things, kind of, you know, even if you're the commander, you don't know a lot of the details of stuff. But yeah, there's supposed to be choppers that we're trying to get. But a lot of this, as you know, depends on this sequester activity that took place, and a lot of things got chopped.
A lot of the air shows got canceled because no more Blue Angels or Thunderbirds and that type of
thing. Yeah.
So it does affect us. But anyway, getting back to the rocket launcher from the National Guard, this isn't just a little thing you put in your front yard.
No. This is like a semi-trailer coming out there with a full load and everything else. And the support vehicles are rather large in that. They're pretty good size. They're in the 20 to 30-foot length vehicles and all.
They're bigger than fire trucks and look mean.
Yeah. And speaking of fire trucks, the fire department, I believe, is supposed to be out there with some of their vehicles, unless, of course, they're needed within the city limits and that to go and take care of that. We'll have ambulances there. The police force will be there. And it's more for showing people than it is to perform their normal duties and everything else.
Well, if you're a veteran of any war, or especially a Vietnam veteran and want to talk to other Vietnam veterans, you'll have VA assistants out there that maybe they are entitled to.
Yes, they will be out there, the VA, and there, if you're not registered in and everything at the current time to our local VA or one of the other regional ones, do get a hold of them, or there are other veteran organizations out there that can assist you with filing claims on how to do it and where to go. They can't file them for you, of course, but then they can get you routed in the right direction.
Well, there's the VFW Legion, all those organizations, but Vietnam Veterans of America, there was a feeling that you really kind of needed your own group.
Well, there's some unique things to us. As you know, in the early days, the POW-MIA issue was a Vietnam vet family issue until it went national, of course, and now the whole country, as you know, is behind that. As you can see, with flying the American flag and the POW flag together wherever you go, as in the waysides that we have on the interstates and things like that, the the governor issued an order for that to be done in recognition of the POWMIA issue.
And you have meetings the third Tuesday of the month at the DAV.
At the DAV. Those are 7 o'clock every month, rain or shine. And we try to keep things organized, look at veteran issues, and have things like this program coming up and all. For this event this weekend, you can look up on Facebook to Operation Freedom Bird 2013.
Doug Callahan, chapter president of the Chapter 959, Vietnam Veterans of America. How many members do you have in the chapter?
66 as of what National said the last printout.
Doug Callahan of the Vietnam Veterans of America, I want to thank you for being with us on Forum.
Oh, you're welcome, sir.